Nolte, New York Times changes Trump headline to appease far-left extremists. By John Nolte on August 6, 2019. The far-left New York Times caved to the leftist Twitter mob with a major switch in headlines between its first and second editions. The first print edition's headline read, "Trump urges unity versus racism." But after the blue checkmark mafia freaked out, the Times caved with a late edition headline that reads, "Assailing hate but not guns." New York Times print editor Tom Jolly tweeted out the original edition. Within an hour, through, the Times had caved to the left's demand that President Trump never ever ever receive even a neutral headline. After the original edition was revealed, and even though we are constantly told that criticizing the media is a form of violence, the Times was assaulted through social media by all the usual suspects. And because there is no appeasing the left, as of this writing, hashtag cancelneed is still trending on Twitter and still filled with angry and deeply unhappy Trump haters threatening to either cancel their New York Times subscriptions, or bragging that they already have. CNN's Joan Walsh, one of those who announced her cancellation. Even flailing and failing Democrat presidential candidate Patty O'Rourke got into the dangerous business of criticizing the media. This all proves three things we already knew. 1. The left is totally fine with threatening and attacking the media, if those attacks come from the left. 2. The New York Times is not an independent news organization with principles and integrity. Rather, its business model is comfort food for leftists. A business model it's not willing to risk under any circumstance. 3. These bitter blue-on-blue battles are a thing of beauty. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.